What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, there's a lot of really great stuff that has happened over the last couple of days, and one of my favorites is Fauci coming down with COVID, and people are saying that it might have been because he didn't want to go and get hammered by Rand Paul again. But fully vaxxed, fully boosted, fully masked, double masked, and he's come down, and he's, what, 82? And watch, there won't be any ramifications for it. And for this, we close down the world economy for 2 years. The other one I thought was really funny, Mike, was, I know I sent it to you, but did you see the Louisville mayor thing?
Where he got attacked? Yeah.
Somebody played the knockout game with the Louisville mayor. He's a gay libtard who enabled, of course, the riots there, stood aside, let the police stand aside while they burned and looted and all that stuff. And I love that it came back to literally hit him in the face. And, man, that was a hit, too. I'm surprised that guy doesn't have every bone in his face broken. But where was his security, for God's sake? I mean, it was nowhere to be found. But we're subject to the knockout game every day. And
yes,
so
we are.
Lesson learned to that guy. But the reason why I called, other than the other thing I thought was pretty funny about no following criminals in Chicago, no chasing them. You know, if they stand still, we can apprehend them. Other than that, they're okay. But they won't close with the guys like at Uvalde. They won't close with the people when they have them. They'll let people get killed, and now you get robbed or attacked or killed or whatever, and they won't run after them. God. But I was calling about the NATO thing that you talked about, Turkey.
Yes.
About Turkey made the really interesting point of saying, well, what's NATO's been done nothing for us? And I thought about it for a while, and you think, well, you know, what does NATO membership entail? Well, they may have to go to war over Kaliningrad and Lithuania, a country that's 1,000 miles from them, that says 3 million people and over a city of, you know, that's ridiculous. They could invoke Article 5 on that. They've already been coerced by the United States into sending NATO troops into Libya, which was ended badly with all the refugees that then swarmed all over Europe. Then they went into Syria. That was a failure. A lot of NATO participation in Syria when Russia put the kibosh on that. That went nowhere. There was NATO involvement in Iraq, and that went nowhere. There was certainly NATO involvement in Afghanistan, and of course,
that didn't work out too well.
That didn't work out too well. Then NATO involvement in Yemen, that didn't work out too well. Then there's the whole thing. Remember, they had a choice. We tried to pressure them. We were going to withhold selling them F-35s only if they canceled their S-400 deal, anti-aircraft missiles from Russia system. And which would you rather have, Mike? Would you rather have S-400s or F-35s?
I think probably the S-400s, because those F-35s are junk.
No shit, and they're they're much more expensive, and they don't work
yes.
as well. And me too. And so there's that. Then what compelling thing does Turkey? Turkey's not in the EEC. They won't let it in the European Union, although it is a NATO member. And then there's, you know, you used to have some benefit of being tied in with the United States for trade, but the dollar, the petrodollar, the dollar is a world reserve currency, no longer exists. And it used to be great to have access to our economy, but we can't afford to buy anything anymore. So what good, other than getting them into a nuclear war with Russia, who they seem to get along fine with, or Iran, why would they want to be in NATO? The only downside is they're not going. They weren't going to go along with the Sweden and Finland thing, and now they only need. Who was the other holdout there?
Finland.
Well, Finland wants in. Somebody, I think it was only Turkey standing in the way of incorporating them into NATO. And if Turkey leaves, then nobody stands in the way. So, but it's such a loser. NATO and the whole collapse of the U.S. Economic zone, basically, and the security zone, it's in complete and utter collapse. And who would want to be in it? We're losing in the Ukraine. Who would want to affiliate themselves with that and take a war guarantee alongside us when we've been selling people out right and left, like Afghanistan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, that was my little two cents here. One more thing, Mike, I was going to mention if I have this, a second.
Yeah, go for it.
That's the red flag laws. And Michelle Malkin had an excellent article, and it's red flagging the red flag laws.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about University of Cincinnati and all these other things, and how this critical race theory and anti-white is morphed into really severe. It's verging on apartheid for, you know, getting jobs and access to, you know, education and, you know, for white people and unfortunately Asians too, because they're considered honorary whites when it comes to achievement. But that's exactly where they're aiming the red flag laws. They already have all these institutions like the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, who are saying that, who have reoriented and focused on anybody who's a white person or a Trump supporter or a MAGA person or anybody. If you're white, you're a supremacist, and all that apparatus has been turned on them. Who do you think is going to be red flag first?
That's going to be conservatives.
And whites. Any stripe. Yeah. They're the people they want to disarm. They look at it as a threat. So that's what's going to happen, though, in my humble, stupid opinion. So, anyways, that's it for me, Mike. That was what I called to talk about. Thank you for humoring me on that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hi. I'm kind of down there because I'm starting to turn into an analog guy, and I miss those days when you used to say twiddling the dial. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess progress, huh? You can't say twiddling the touch screen.
Well, you know, I'm not happy with the modern streaming video services here, and so I miss the old-fashioned TV sets that had just the two knobs, you know, off-on volume and the channel selector.
I remember my father, he showed off his brand-new TV one day, and it had a remote control on it. It activated an electric motor, and the television between channels.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, you remember those. Okay, so you're up there like me. Hey, two points. The second topic's war, if we get to it. But the first one, are you aware our Attorney General Merrick Garland, who, you know, prosecuted the Oklahoma City bombing patsies, in my opinion, and, you know, the one that's the January 6th stuff and everything that they're involved in. He was in Ukraine.
Yes.
He was in Kyiv. Yeah. And because they all these false claims of genocide by Russians is falling flat, he's going to appoint Eli Rosenbaum, a DOJ prosecutor who made his fame by sending old men in nursing homes and little old ladies who are secretaries at concentration camps back to Germany or Israel for prosecution. Well, they're sending this guy in there to gin up the stuff, I guess, to do the propaganda right, you know?
I think you're probably right, and it may also be that Eric Garland does not want to be anywhere near Washington, D.C. when the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade comes down.
Yeah, that might be it, too. But, they're cranking up the holo-hoax machine for Russia now. So they're on the opposite end of the thing. They're going to be accused of all sorts of stuff by the U.S. government officially mm-hmm. now. Yeah, so you got that there. You know, Kaliningrad is about 75 miles away from Danzig.
Yes.
And there's so many parallels between Danzig and Kaliningrad. You have a corridor, and you have a NATO, you know, you have a West that's chomping at the bit to kick off World War. And I'm sure the Russians aren't stupid. They're aware of the historical, you know, comparison there. And like you mentioned, the Berlin Airlift, I think that would be a better way to go at it than just try to bust through the blockade and give them an excuse. You know, World War One was started by a mutual defense pact. And
yeah.
Out of that, yeah, World War One was, and we know World War Two was. So these things like NATO, they don't prevent war, they start war.
Well, they're tools to legitimize war.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, do you got any comments on that situation? If not, I'm going to go.
Well, you know, it's like George Washington said in his farewell address, beware of foreign entanglements, and because he'd basically grown up in an age watching how all of the interactions between the royal families of Europe had tangled things up, leading to a perpetual war, and he didn't want that for his new nation.
Right. You know, I don't think Biden's responsible for this. He's just a mouthpiece. And just trying to push it through, in my opinion, before the election, before the next presidential election, maybe Trump will get back in there and their window will be closed.
Well, I'd like to see Trump get back in there if for no other reason than we have an opportunity to reestablish honest elections in this country. You know, as president, I was a little disappointed in him, primarily because he had a chance to deal with the crooked election system, and he basically blew it. He dropped the ball.
Yeah, in my opinion, they're doing Twitter just like they did the State Department and DOJ. They're jamming them full of insiders, those spooks that are going to sabotage those wrenches in their work. So Elon Musk can't do what he wants to do. Anyhow,
okay.
Let's go ahead.
Say again? All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mike. I'm calling in because, you know, you were talking earlier about Biden saying something about when the next pandemic comes that he already knows. How does he know? Well,
yes.
From what I understand, tomorrow is the day, I think, that the World Health Organization is going to vote to decide whether or not this monkey virus, this monkey pox stuff is going to be a worldwide threat. And if they determine that it is a worldwide threat, then they're going to be able to institute lockdowns and things like that, just like they did with all these UN nations and others that are, you know, have gone into, you know, giving them permission to control their health decisions. So we'll find out tomorrow.
I thought that whole attempt to pass that global pandemic treaty stumbled. And I know they still want to push that agenda.
I've heard different stories on that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I heard about that was that this was from General McInerney and another doctor that he was talking with. And they said that evidently the Congress had given them permission back in 2005 to control our health. So I don't know the ins and outs on that. I don't know the exact details on it. But evidently they're saying that we were sold out back in 2005. So by, you know, our congressmen up there in White House. So yeah, we've got a problem here. I don't know how true all this is, but we'll soon find out. We'll find out tomorrow what they decide. I personally think they're going to come down and say something. Oh, we don't see it as being a threat right now. And so, and because I believe that will give them a little window of credibility with the public, you know. And then later they'll probably come in and say, oh, it's turning into a pandemic or something like that, so we do need to institute these lockdown procedures. But, yeah, that's really all I had to say. So,
all right. Well, you may well be right. You know, there's obviously power grabbing going on a lot of different levels here, but it also feels like more and more people are just ready to say, you know, we're not buying this nonsense any longer. And, you know, monkeypox may just be, you know, a cover for the adverse effects from the COVID shots. I mean, every day that comes on out, we're hearing more and more negative aspects of these mRNA vaccines causing illness, causing death. And so they may have just come up with this thing about monkeypox, saying, well, you know, all these symptoms you're seeing has nothing to do with the previous vaccines. It's a whole new disease, and we're going to give you a whole new shot for it.
Yeah. The doctor that was on there with McInerney when they were talking about this, she says that this monkeypox is no different from any other regular virus. She says it's treatable with ivermectin, and she said it's not a threat to anybody. She said the very, very few people it's a threat to. She says from what she says, it's passed through bodily fluids. So unless you're out here having like a lot of indiscriminate sex or something of that nature, you probably won't get it. But I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know any of these things. I just know what I'm reporting, what I heard.
Okay, well, thank you for the information and for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on my mind? Yeah, Mike, good day. What's on my mind is what I'm watching here in the news about 3 hours ago. You had this imbecile rhino, a Cornyn in Texas, white trash. Now he's joking, saying, oh, he didn't mean about putting a bill for these dreamers and immigration, because he knows he's going to lose his tail in Texas because the people in Texas are going to vote him out. Just like Trump put the coffin in, nail in the coffin of Mel Brooks in Alabama. And that woman, Ms. Britt, who's running for the Senate, she sounds like she's very strong on immigration more than these men. And you have the lady that's running for Senate in Arizona, Miss Lake. These women have more balls than the men, Mike, that are running for office. And they're basically saying, we are being invaded. We're being invaded. We're getting annihilated. We're losing our country. We will be probably speaking another language if we don't stop this insanity. So now, Mike, that's the main thing that your show should be about today and every other day, the rest of the week, about immigration. We're losing our country, Mike. I live in South Florida. They do not want to they don't want to speak the language. They figure they own this country now. Okay? And they're being allowed to do something the Germans never were allowed to do, Mike. The Germans were never able to have control of the radio stations and the airways and TV stations like the Hispanics. And they're not Latinos, Mike. Hispanics are getting mucho, mucho power. And then you got this creep, George Soros, here in the Miami Herald, Mike, reporting. And let me tell you, a lot of these Cubans, I must say.
Okay, Tom. Tom, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking to Tom in Florida. We're talking about immigration. And Tom, I understand your intensity of concern, but I think this midterm election may see the problem begin to resolve itself, because we're seeing polls that the Hispanic population and the black population are starting to turn away from the Democrats. And that basically says the Democrats are going to stop pandering to them.
Well, yeah, Mike, yeah, of course, because it's the economy, stupid. It's, remember, Carvel, it's the economy, stupid. Mike, I'm looking at diesel right here at Wawa gas station, and it's $6.27 for a gallon of diesel. So these truckers are losing their tail. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm looking right now. The gas is right now at $4.87 for regular. So I guess that ain't so bad. It's under $5. I don't know what's going on. He dropped it down like a dime, I guess. But, yeah, Mike, let's get – well, here's the problem, Mike. We got rhinos in the Congress, Mike. White rhinos,
yeah.
Okay? Chicken hawks, I call them. They're allowing our – Mike, let's not kid ourselves, Mike. On your show, since I've been talking to you from the day Biden took office, 1.8 million illegals have snuck through our country, Mike, illegally. We're not counting
yes.
illegal aliens that are coming here, Mike. Again, now I'm going to go to something else. Yesterday I was telling you about Ukrainians. Now let's talk about Afghanistanians, Mike. Okay? They're getting the same treatment as Ukrainians, Mike. They're getting all these $110,000 vouchers, free college, free cars, free this, free that. White mm-hmm. America is suffering. We're being annihilated, Mike. They're trying to kill us off because anybody, a Caucasian who's over 50 years old, my opinion, they're trying to murder them. Okay? And let's ask you this, Mike. Ask yourself and all your listeners. In 1941, Mike, were all those white guys who went over to the Pacific Theater and the European Theater, were they a bunch of racist Klansmen? Were they a bunch of militias, neo-Nazis? What the hell is that? It was white European men from the United States of America, predominantly German and English, okay, and Irish and Scottish, went and fought in Germany, in Europe, of course, Germany, Europe, and the Pacific, Mike, Japan. So, this liberal cock media we have, cockhole media, they're all these filthy lies about white this, white that, they should be held for treason against the majority of the people, Mike. We are the majority. We're not the minority. We're not the bootlickers. We're the ones that run this country. But unfortunately, we got a bunch of minority group Zod agents that are just trying to manipulate the white Caucasians. And maybe, like you say, Mike, it's all stolen. Everything's stolen, the manipulation. But, Mike, something drastically has got to change. And I hope to pray to God you're right. November 8th of this year, big, drastic changes come to this country because, Mike, we are teetering, tottering. Not only were Russia in World War III, we're teetering with all-out civil war in this country, Mike. And you well know that. And it could be economic. It could be all kinds of different ways the war could start off, a spark. And I tell you, Mike, this country is not going to be able to hold on much longer. And here in South Florida, Mike, I told you many years now, the white population here, when I graduated high school, was at 78%, Mike. I'll repeat that, 78% in 1976. Okay, and during the bicentennial year, we are down currently to 9%, Mike. If that's the microcosm of things to come, this country's in big trouble. And, yeah, Mike, a lot of white lilies, I guess you want to call them, they all fleet up North Florida. But, Mike, eventually you think these people are not going to push north with their cultural takeover that they think they deserve? No, Mike. And, again, the people don't understand. All these people that mainly are in, like, Latin America, what they call Latin America. It's not Latin America, Mike. It's Hispaniola. It was Hispanic.
Yes.
But, again, they're not aiming down to South America, Mike. They're coming to North America because they see, like you said, you've been saying for years, Mike, free, 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 one, two, free. I'm going to go lay under a coconut tree. And that's exactly what we have here, Mike, a disaster on our hands. We got a bumbling buffoon in there. The guy, he should be, right now, I believe, like you said, Mike, Article 1, Title 8, he should be, he should have been held in contempt for what he's done to the Constitution, allowing this incursion in our country. Mike, you're not, I never hear you talk much about all the gang problems we're having in this country. I told you your show, I think I told Farron's show, it's over 225,000 illegal gang members in this country alone.
We talked about it a little bit, and I do make a point of posting stories about black gang violence to the What Really Happened website.
Well, yeah, Mike, that, of course, that's another issue. And, Mike, maybe one day next week, maybe not this week, but next week, I wish you would do a 15-minute segment on George Lincoln Rockwell. And I'd like you to bring out what he accomplished in his life as far as his declarations, the things he did in the military to help United States naval forces. And all we hear about was this guy was this bad. Well, he was just given insight to what was going to happen to the country. And they literally went out of their way to hit him in a laundromat, Mike. The guy couldn't even finish washing his clothes. That's how they had to get rid of this guy. Worse than Malcolm X. They had to get rid of Lincoln Rockwell. And, Mike, we have to really look at the big picture here, Mike. George Soros, Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, all these rich Zionists are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on political campaigning?
Yeah,
that's
definitely a big problem. And anyway, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preaching man.
Welcome back to our show here, and before we go back to the phones here, responding to what Tom was saying, the fact is that there used to be laws in this country that limited political donations so that people could basically candidates' campaign war chest was a true reflection of their popular support. And then there were a series of decisions starting even back when Abraham Lincoln was president that started to allow the wealthy a much larger voice in the running of the country, culminating with Citizens United. And so government at that point had a for sale sign put up in front of it, and it's continued that same way to this day. All right. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind? We lost Brian. All right. Then let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Funny, Tom was getting me to lead into what I wanted to say, but I still disagree with he's too much hung up on the race thing, I think. Problem is, we got to have people that are loyal to this country, and we've got to have people that are loyal to this Constitution and stick by the Constitution. And I was very happy about what happened in Texas with that lady, Miss Flores there, winning because most of the Mexican-Americans who live on that border, they don't want these illegal aliens coming in any more than anybody, actually less than anybody else.
It's actually making life more difficult for them.
Yeah, absolutely, and people like Steve Bannon seem to understand that, you know? And I think people really got to understand that what we need, like I said, is loyal citizens of this country to stand with what this country's, because we're mixed, means nothing if we're a loyal country. I want to give you an example. You know, I want to bring up with that little dirtbag Merrick Garland going to Ukraine now.
Yes.
walk lines. Who does this little scumbag think he is anyway? Who does he think? How's he gonna? You're gonna go arrest Putin's little punk? You know what he'll do to you? He wouldn't even. Probably could put handcuffs on because he's so busy laughing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of going on the border and doing something about the invasion of the United States by whoever's coming in and coming in illegally, this little turd is over in Ukraine now, shooting off his mouth. But anyway, I wanted to point out the difference between Russia, for instance, and Ukraine. You're talking about a country that's mixed, but actually where the people are loyal. Russians are really a very mixed people. The actual, you've got the Russian people who originally came from the Rus tribe, which was a Scandinavian tribe,
yes.
Nordic tribe. Then you've got a lot of people who descend from the Mongols, of course, Asian, the Turks, the Turkic people who are really Asians also.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got along the mountains there, along the border, like the Chechens. Who were, I think a mixed Russian, Turkic people, the Tatars. You've got a lot of different people, but they're all loyal Russians. And you see it now with the Russian military, which is showing more and more maybe to be the best military in the world today. They're just mopping up the Ukrainian army, and despite anything the West does, and their economy is now improving, and they're actually doing very well as a country. And again, you're talking about a people who are very, very mixed. If you look at the Russians, basically, they're very mixed. While the Ukrainians, at least some of them, the Western Ukrainians especially, brag that they're really pure Aryan, and they're mixed up, you know, they're not, a lot of them are Nazis, and, similar to Nazis, and they admire a dirtbag who actually stood with Hitler during, Banderas, whatever his name is, during World War II, committed war crimes and all. And you got to realize, and who's winning? The people who are mixed, the mixed people, because they're loyal to Russia. They love Russia.
Yes.
Okay? And they love their president, Putin. And they admire their president. So there's a prime example. It's not a matter of what your country is made of. Like it or not, we are a mixed country, and we're going to be more mixed as time goes on. People are intermarrying. They're having children. Children are mixed blood more and more. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as they're loyal Americans. As long as they're good
Americans.
Well,
in order to have loyal Americans, you've got to have a government that is inspiring them to be loyal Americans, and our government is failing to do that.
Well, yeah, you don't. That's the problem. Another problem is we're not having enough children. American citizens are not having enough children. That's white, black, and brown. We're just not having enough children. Too many people want to go just be, all right, we're married, but we're going to be childless. That's not the way to go. You need to breed. Right. But really, we need to breed. We need people. We need people that are loyal, that are raised properly, that understand the values of this country. And as far as the government goes, you're right. There's nothing to inspire us. And if we keep going like this, I believe this country is going to split in half. not along racial lines.
I'm afraid you're correct. I think the split is going to be liberal versus conservative.
Right. I think you're going to have the red states, the blue states. Problem there is going to be a lot of the blue states, only the big cities. They're really liberal. In most of the states, they're not. But what are you going to do there? And a lot of the red states, some of the bigger cities, even in Texas, are very liberal. So I don't know how the split's going to be done. And hopefully it's not going to be done by violence, like by civil war. But that's also possible. Unless we get it together and start understanding that we're all Americans, we're all this, you know, we're all, we're in this once great country. I can't call it great anymore, not the way it's going to today. We could be great again, but right now it's just not, you know, not the Constitutional Republic our founding fathers wanted. And one of the reasons, too, is because we keep meddling in other people's business. You know, no matter who you're for, whether you're for Russia or Ukraine, what do you think? Zelensky is a nice guy. I don't. But, you know, you may think he's a wonderful, great leader, or if you think Putin's the son of the devil or an angel. It doesn't matter what you or me or anybody else thinks. It's none of our business. We don't need to stick our noses in these places. We don't need to send our money to these places. And we certainly don't need to send our troops to these places. All right? Take care of this country. That's what we need to do, Mike.
I agree.
Take care of the country. And I, as far as securing the border, yeah, absolutely. This is an invasion. In reality, it should be a call to arms for American citizens to go on the borders and make sure if the government won't do it, the American people do it. That we don't let people storm these borders. And I don't care who they are. And by the way, as far as black, white, brown, I'm worried about some of these Ukrainians that are coming in and out because they will get certain. A lot of them are Nazis. They're very fanatical. And you know what? We don't have a problem with the far right. That's a bunch of nonsense. But we very well might because these are hardened warriors now. They're coming in here hardened soldiers. And they're going to be training like-minded people here in this country. They may even bring some of these weapons in. I don't know whether they'll be able to get them in or not, that they've been, you know, that we hand out like candy over there. They'll bring them into Europe, that's for sure, into Western Europe. And of course, the Islamist terrorists are still coming in.
Yeah.
This country, things are going to rock and roll, Mike. Really going to be bad, unless we do something and do it quick. And I just don't know what we can do. I don't know what you think about this, but I'm very concerned.
I think we're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of this government and its economy, and we're going to have to deal with some hardship while we pull together a new country.
Well, are we going to get our own Putin, you think? Because that's what we're going to need.
Hopefully we're going to get somebody who is more interested in building a country than in making themselves rich.
Well, there you go. That's why I say, are we going to get our own Putin? I sure pray so, because if Russia hadn't gotten Putin or somebody like him, they would be really floundering right now, because in the 90s, they were in bad shape. When you had that drunk Yeltsin running the place,
yep.
And Gorbachev messed it up before that, I mean, they were in bad shape. So, I don't know. Hopefully we get our own Putin then. I thought Trump would be that. But Trump just didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know how to control the deep state. He didn't know how to get rid of these people. He didn't know how to, you know, break up the FBI and the Justice Department. Put one bad person in after another. You know, gets rid of Comey and the FBI, and he puts this brief Ray. And Ray, if anything, is as bad or worse than Comey ever was. You know?
Yeah.
That fool of a general there, that General Mattis, that phony, you know, the phony hero. He's no hero. The guy was there. Could you imagine him being a general in World War II, commanding the armies of Ike commanded? Could you imagine that? We'd have lost the war. Are you kidding me? It's like the other fool betrays us. I mean, just think. So. That's what we're facing. That's the problem, Mike. You know what I mean? I just don't know where we're going. I just pray for the best. And it's not, it certainly does not have to be about race. It could be about, are you a loyal American or not? Populism is a thing. And that's what could save this country is populism. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike. About it. I guess you got other callers, so, okay.
All right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. We're getting close to the end of the show here. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Dan, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, I called about the election. I disagree with the previous caller. I mean, America was 90% white. The founders of America were all white, and they wanted a white country. You know, we were a little diverse, but the American people never voted to become 90% non-white. And when the Soviet Union broke up, it broke up along racial lines, but they had not mixed that much. And if you look at the Russian government, it's pretty much all white Russians. They don't have diversity, right? And, you know, all those separate countries have their own little ethnic area, but even Chechens are pretty white. So, I mean, you know, the color, you know, it really is about race. So if you look at America, you look at California, go to Los Angeles, the white people are moving out.
Yes.
The Hispanics are moving in. So people like to live around their own race. And, you know, it's pretty obvious that the U.S. government wants white people to be a minority and is creating conditions so white girls don't have kids and you're flooded with migrants. So it's a genocide, basically. So this caller keeps calling in and race doesn't matter. Well, it is when you have a government that's deliberately trying to genocide your race. You know, it matters.
Okay.
So that's my view, and why I called in. You know, Trump betrayed Jeff Sessions. He just betrayed Mo Brooks, Chris Kobach, Steve King, anybody that was actually pretend, you know, kind of nationalist that wanted secure borders, somehow got destroyed by Trump, you know. And so if the Republican Party, and okay, Trump got a little more black and Hispanic vote, but he lost a huge chunk of the white male vote in the second election. So,
well,
you know,
wait a minute. We don't know. No, hang on a second. We don't know what Trump gained or lost in terms of votes because the election itself, you know, was clearly fraudulent. I mean, there were more votes cast than there were actual registered voters in the country. And it's like I've cautioned some of the other callers. Don't call on in and say that Trump or Biden won or lost this particular part of the demographic because we don't really know because of all the fraud that took place.
Well, that's partly true, but I think Ann Coulter even said, I mean, Trump made no attempt to reach out towards the white guys that got him elected. You know, the last 2 years, every speech was just the lowest black unemployment, lowest Latino unemployment, and the whole stadium would be full of white people, you know? And everyone's like, yay. Did he ever say, hey, what are we doing about white unemployment? No, he didn't. So he played that Republican race doesn't matter crap, and that's what they're doing. So it's like, I have no, if the Democrats are actually speak up for white people, I'll vote Democrat. If the Republicans speak up for white people, I'll vote Republican. For to me, it's all about race. I could care less this Constitution, this Republican Democrats, pretty much meaningless. You know, I mean,
well, we're going to have to disagree on that one because I'm a strict constitutionalist and I really do want to go that way. Anyway, Dan,
Liberia has the same constitution.
Okay.
Monroe,
Dan, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to start with Pat in Fort Worth. And Pat, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind? Pat dropped off, then let's go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I kind of agree with the one caller. Race is not really an issue. What's really interesting is I married a Latin woman from Chile. She's more angry about the illegal immigration than anybody can know. It took her several years and a couple of thousand dollars worth of investment to get her citizenship so she could come to the United States. So she looks at all these other people crossing the border, and she says they don't even understand the Constitution. By the way, if you want to have a constitutional discussion, have it with my wife. She even puts me to shame.
Okay, well, listen, Tom, hang on the line. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for a commercial, and we'll be back here with another phone call after these few words.
Biden continues to push for more gun laws. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last night, President Biden addressed the nation to push Congress for more gun control laws. He said, "For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?" And he said, "Do something." Can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Biden. We should do something. We should prosecute criminals and keep them in jail for their entire sentence. We should have armed police or security at all schools. We should enforce the gun laws already on the books. For example, prosecute people who lie on the FBI background check form. We should do everything we can to get more good guys with guns out visible in the public. We should fund our law enforcement and teach children to respect them again. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program. Today we're talking with Tom in Utah about the importance of race. And I think during one of the earlier calls, I made the point that the difference between a multiracial nation and a nation is the ability of the government to inspire the citizens of all races to take pride in that country and what it's doing. And our government, of course, controls us by keeping us divided against each other, at war with each other. And so people just naturally don't feel good about the United States government. They don't feel good about the United States itself. They see us as an empire in decline. And frankly, I don't blame them. And in terms of a government being able to inspire its population to strive for a better unified nation, our government has definitely failed.
You're 100% right on that one. See, my wife saw the degradation of her society under the socialism, a.k.a. communism, that occurred with transition from Allende to Pinochet. And so she really wanted to get to where things were stable, so she had this dream of coming to a government that seemed to be honorable. So she went through the trouble of applying for citizenship.
Now we fooled another one.
Now, right now, she's unhappy with the garbage that's occurring in D.C. You can't believe it.
Well, you know, people who come to this country and go through the citizenship process generally tend to be much more sensitive to what's going on because they didn't just grow up assuming this was always going to be their country. They had those previous life experiences that they could use as a benchmark. And I imagine that your wife probably has some very cogent observations about what's going on. Anyway, listen, Tom, I got to let you go. Pat came back. She's on the line now, and I want to get her on before the end of the show. So, Pat in Fort Worth, what's on your mind?
I think 100 degrees is a fire. What's on my mind? I keep massing wrong buttons on the phone. What I think is our problem, caller before Tom, was that we don't have enough people. And the reason is because we're aborting them. I know that you say other races abort too, but tell you the whole truth, they have a chemical abortion now, and they haven't been able to stop it. And there's no telling how many of those are being used. And the truth is, the thing came up for people who had died of cancer, and you were never supposed to give it to a pregnant woman. So no, that's what they're using. It comes through the mail. You don't have to go to the doctor. We need more abortion malpractice lawyers. It's a word they don't like to talk about, but the truth is, it don't matter. She's women get raped.
Okay, Pat, we kind of lost you there. In any event, we are pretty much at the end of the program anyway, so thank you for the phone call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Art from Philadelphia is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody donating to RBN to keep them on the air during these very, very difficult times here. Have yourself a nice, safe evening. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday. Aloha, America.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
RBN.
John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.